Hey, how many people do you know who could see opportunities where others don't? Hey, I met such a man by the name of Cassius Marcellus Williams, who is a top earning Lyft driver in the Chicago area. He is literally blazing the trail, all because he has shifted his mindset, implementing systems to succeed, connecting with people, networking, and adding value to every customer that comes in this vehicle. Hey, join me in this episode of Why Not You. Let's go. All right. Here we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, young youth and teenagers. Hey, welcome to another episode of Why Not You podcast. I am joined today by Mr. Cassius Marcellus Williams out of Chicago. What's going on, Cassius? How you doing?
Doing pretty well. How are you, brother Derek?
Good. Hey, before we get started, start this podcast off with a quote. And I thought this one right here was perfect. This is a quote by Oprah Winfrey. The greatest discovery of all time is that a person can change his future by merely changing his attitude. Such a good quote right there.
It's very powerful. And it's interesting that you use Oprah as well, because we actually have the same birthday.
Are you serious?
January 29th. So I was 1968, but yeah, January 29th.
Oh, my goodness. 55
years old.
Wow. And I wanted to, I mean, another reason why I picked it is because, you know, that's where Harpo Productions was, right in Chicago. I was like, man, this thing is fitting just for Cassius.
Exactly.
You know, I met Cassius when my brother-in-law and I were down in Chicago for a conference to see Eric Thomas. It was a 120 conference, and Cassius picked us up, and he was just giving us the rundown of Chicago and giving us some, some quick history lessons and some major landmarks in the city. And I just thought it was cool because of Cassius's his background and where he is today as a Lyft driver. So, man, it's phenomenal. It was good to meet you, man.
Man, thanks for allowing me the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. So, man, how long have you been a Lyft driver?
I've actually been on the Lyft platform for a little over 6 years.
Wow. That's a long time.
Yeah, definitely. I actually just got a message from Lyft that I actually have reached my 14,000 passenger.
Are you serious?
Over 14,000 passengers.
Wow. I'm not good at math, but I'm not even going to try to break that down as far as like how many drivers you actually have to provide service for on a monthly basis just to get that, or even a daily basis. But man, that's outstanding.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So what were you doing prior to becoming a Lyft driver?
Well, prior to becoming a Lyft driver, I've had a career in sales. And I actually spent the majority of my career, over 20 years, matter of fact, 23 years, wow, in sales at the Chicago Sun-Times, advertising.
Ooh. So how'd you get into advertising? Was that something that you always kind of desired to do, or did it just kind of fall into your lap?
That kind of fell into my lap. I got this opportunity. Actually, I was in the Chicago Sun-Times customer service department. Mm-hmm. And at the time, the advertising department at the Chicago Sun-Times needed a sales rep on the south side of the city.
Got it.
And at that particular time, it was open. No one wanted to go to the south side, as a matter of fact. They didn't think that there was any potential there in terms of generating earnings and revenue. Yeah. And, you know, the Sun-Times, the south side had a reputation they didn't believe that it would be any potential in terms of growth.
Mm-hmm. Why did they think that? Was it more because of the demographics or just
the, it was a combination of
really?
the demographics and as the reputation of it being the inner city.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And sometimes having that, the South Side having that reputation that the South Side was dangerous. And at the time, just to share with you, that the advertising department at the Chicago Sun-Times had no minorities. It was an all-white sales staff. Mm-hmm. And they just didn't see the potential in going out and reaching some of those business owners and merchants on the south side in terms of getting them to invest and their business and develop campaigns for them in the Chicago Sun-Times. They just weren't interested in going out there. Wow. This was an opportunity for me to actually get in, in which I interviewed and was given this opportunity. And I, you know, really ran with it.
You crushed it, didn't you?
Yeah, most definitely. It was where I grew up at, as a matter of fact, as a man. I started that position at the age of 25 years old. And it's where I actually met my wife. It's where I started having children. It's where I moved to Oak Park. And, you know, I stayed there for, like I said, over 23 years. Wow. And, I really had some successes that far exceeded anybody's expectations, really including mine.
Wow. So what kind of mindset did you have to have? Do you think, I mean, just during that time, being a youngster and being in a culture like that, where it was, you know, pretty much predominantly by Caucasians?
Well, I've always had a competitive mindset, whereas basically I've always wanted to do well in whatever I've done. And, you know, I grew up in a household where my mom and dad, raised me to always compete. And so when I got this opportunity, you know, I was determined to succeed. And, I was really driven, to come in at that point. This is a chance for me to get in. And so I had the mindset that I was going to not only get in, but I was going to be the best at it.
Heard that. And that's a mindset right there that I don't believe too many people have, just to be the best at something or to be able to overcome. And I think it's clearly that you were able to do that, you know, working in that kind of environment. Well, can you tell what year that was?
That was actually it's 25 years ago. So it was like the year.
Like mid-90s?
Yeah, mid-90s, 1996.
Chicago.
In Chicago, 1996, actually. And that's when newspapers were still big. Everyone had, got the newspaper pretty much. I think the circulation at that time was in excess of 600,000 people a day. People were getting the newspaper. And the majority of that circulation, just to share with you, was on the south side of the city.
Oh, wow. Outside of the city, huh?
The south side.
Okay.
The territory that they were giving me is where the majority of the circulation was. So it was an opportunity for me to come in, whereas I was able to go into a territory whereas most of the newspapers were being sold.
Right. Man, do you think you had so much success because you were familiar with the area, and two, you can actually relate to the people that you were serving?
Most definitely. Yeah. Most definitely. I came in, I think it was all about timing. It was all about, the fact that I was able to come in, whereas the majority of the circulation was in that particular area. And it was, whereas it was a win-win because the small businesses and the merchants in that particular area, needed an opportunity to learn how to develop budgets, whereas they can come in and invest and get a return on their investment. So it was really a win-win for me, as well as some of the relationships I was able to build quickly. Some of the merchants that I really right now to this day still have relationships with.
Wow. And that's what it takes, right? I mean, you get into a community like that, you start investing in people, getting to know people. It's no telling what could happen and you know how you can actually add value to them and, you know, vice versa.
Yeah, I immediately got to, the first thing I did, the key to my success was I was able to go out and start networking. Uh-huh. And the way I was able to do that quickly was to start attending some of the events that we have in the city. As a matter of fact, where you and your brother-in-law was at that particular location, the McCormick Place, they had an event called, that they still have to this day, called the Black Women's Expo. Uh-huh. That was my very first event that I was able to go in and attend and meet some of the small businesses and merchants that had booths at the Black Woman Expo. and able to go in and introduce myself as a new rep on the South Side, as to collect their information and hand out my business cards and start following up with these businesses right away. And that was the very first event, the Black Woman Expo. And then I started, you know, after that, attending events similar to that each and every week. And then following up by going out to some of these, setting up visits and, introducing myself and then coming up quickly, by learning some of these businesses and their needs and how they would benefit from print campaigns in the Chicago Sun-Times.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So when you said benefit, see, I guess recognizing areas where they could utilize your services, was it kind of like a campaign almost? For your new clients, is marketing their services?
Yeah, most definitely. So just to share with you, for example, one particular gentleman that I met at the Black Woman Expo, we actually have a friendship today that's more like brothers. He owned a business called the Loan Center, whereas to this day, he's into extending mortgages and financing mortgages for homeowners.
Okay.
I was able to meet Mr. Donaldson at this particular event. And like I said, we have a friendship to this day. But I was able to develop a print campaign with him, whereas he had never advertised his business before. It was more like word of mouth and in the neighborhood on 95th Street. And so I was able to come in and learn about him and his needs, his business, and how he could benefit from that circulation on the South Side. The viewers in the Sun-Times, and we're able to immediately put together a print campaign. We run a little small ad in a paper 5 days a week and take advantage of this program that we had called the Business Plus program, whereas you get a great rate for running frequency. So if you run 5 days, small ad, you put his information in the paper each and every day, 5 days a week.
Wow.
For a small amount, and immediately it took off for him.
I heard that.
So the small ad got bigger and bigger each and every week because he's seen the incremental investment that he was getting from this particular campaign, and just continued to grow for him. And so he advertised with me, for a little over 20 years. And that's just one example of some of the businesses I was able to put together this program called the Business Plus program.
Wow.
So I put a lot of businesses on the South Side on the Business Plus program. And so these businesses immediately started getting returns on their investments, and it just took off.
Wow.
And I started benefiting immediately.
Now, was that something that you created, the Business Plus program?
No, this is actually a program that the Sun-Times had for their merchants to generate business, to generate revenue. And so I was able to utilize that, what they had, because I was in a position where I had the area of the city where we had the most circulation. So, the Sun-Times at that time, a print campaign was very expensive. If you were to put an ad in the paper just one day a week, and a lot of, some of the major corporations would put full page ads in the paper. But I was able to come up with this program, start attending these conferences and events and introducing the Business Plus program to these merchants and show them how they could benefit by running a little small ad. Then we started becoming flexible with it. Since we got a great rate on it, we put one full page ad one day a week and then put a small ad 4 days a week. But we started becoming creative, and they, like I said, started getting returns on their investments where it just took off. And, and, immediately the management and the people at the Sun-Times, seeing the potential of this, and they just let me run with it.
Wow. One thing I love about what you were talking about was the fact that you networked with people, you developed relationships, and you took advantage of the resources to actually help you grow and maximize the opportunity that you had. Not too many people do,
No, definitely. And that was something that I take with me to this day, because, like I said, it immediately benefited. It was a win-win because it benefited the businesses in some of these troubled areas that the other salespeople did not want to go into or didn't see the potential of that. And I was able to win because I was able to take this particular opportunity in these particular areas where it was undesired by some of the people that didn't understand the potential, where you're going to an area where the most circulation is for the Sun Times. It just made no sense. I wouldn't try to figure it out anymore. But, you know, I think it was, you know, I think it was meant to be because I'm very spiritual. And I was in the right place at the right time. And, you know, we all benefited from it. You know, the Sun Times, the merchants on the South Side, and I, you know, benefited.
Wow. I know, I mean, newspapers and you know, what you did and what you were doing back then is rare now just because of the digital society and age that we live in. How did that affect the Times and you working as, you know, working in advertising?
Well, you know, like I said, my career, it really took off and I was able to benefit in a way in which, you know, I've done things that, you know, people, you know, with major resources dream of doing, you know, immediately, you know, just to share with you. One of the ways that I was able to benefit and grow is I had never traveled internationally. Mm-hmm. And so with these particular successes, I took a budget that was generating on that particular area, $300,000 a year in 4 years, and start generating over $750,000 a year. And it was unheard of to have that type of growth, over 100%. In a 4 year period. And so each and every year as a salesperson, we would have access to qualifying for an incentive contest trip. So, you know, I'm sharing this with you because this was a part of my growth. And, you know, so we also, the businesses that we're advertising get to go as well. So each and every year you qualify for a trip. So very first trip was to Sydney, Australia. The second year, the trip was to Alaska. I took my brother to Australia with me. I took my dad to Alaska with me. That's where I met my wife. She was actually still working at Sun Times. I mean, customer service. And we actually got to go to Rome and to Spain and Africa. Wow. And we had to go to Dominican Republic. We got married in Jamaica. These are all experiences I was growing each and every year from a 25-year-old, each and every year, and getting to travel extensively. So these are some of the things that, you know, I connect with right now, my Lyft passengers. When I talk about, I'm able to find common ground with them. You're talking about travels and, you know, I've shared with them my experiences overseas. Mm-hmm. And so as I continue to grow, it really grew me up as a man. So when that change came, it was a tough change and it was a tough transition. Whereas everything went from print to digital. Overnight, effective immediately. Right. As a matter of fact, our property where we were all those years, 401 North Wabash, is now Trump Tower. They actually, when we downsized and people started getting laid off that I had worked with over 20 years in editorial, in advertising, in circulation, started getting laid off and we had to move. And I was still there in 2016. And that's actually where we moved to the Merchandise Mart and Apparel Center, and Trump people bought the property and built that huge hotel right there on the river. Mm. That's where I was for many years. So it was a tough transition.
Wow.
And I had to reinvent myself at that time because it wasn't a fun place to be anymore. It went from a place that I had grown up, developed relationships, started having my babies, met my wife, started traveling extensively with my family, and making these relationships, and overnight, it just changed.
It's gone. How were you able to handle that, or how'd you adapt to the change?
Well, it was a tough transition. I, you know, had to reinvent myself. Like I said, I stayed, you know, for a while, but you know, I found that, you know, it just wasn't going to work because I wasn't of that mindset anymore. And then you weren't getting the same results. Like I said, the newspaper, the circulation, as a matter of fact, went from selling in excess of 600,000 copies a day to a little bit over 100,000 copies a day.
Wow.
And so everything went digital. And so when I left, you know, I had to reinvent myself. It's always been a sale. So, you know, I really, you know, I, you know, immediately got opportunities and offers in other corporations. So I actually got to find myself in some really good situations. I actually did some sales for Bob's Furniture, which I was the top salesperson at Bob's Furniture for a while. And I also worked as a family service counselor for Westgate Memorial Funeral Home, counseling families. And so it's always been about people. That's always been my strength. And so it was a tough transition, but like I said, it was about timing. And, me being a spiritual person, I felt, I know now that it was all happening for a reason.
Right.
So, I made that transition.
Man, I know faith has played a very important part in that also. Just not giving up, always focusing on the next thing, just kind of keeping your mind open to other opportunities. Mm-hmm. What made you choose Lyft during that time?
Well, during that time, I was, at the time working at Bob's Furniture, at that time doing well. But my daughter, my youngest, she, as a matter of fact, she's turning 13 in a week, and she was 4 years old at that time. Mm-hmm. So I needed the flexibility. Mm-hmm. I was getting home after 9 p.m. daily in these other platforms, just retail sales, mm-hmm. advertising sales. And so her being 4 years old, I needed the flexibility. Somebody said, you should give this a try. You should give this a try. And so I, reached out to Lyft, and immediately they got me on the platform. And I said, I'm just going to try this part time, just do it on the weekends, just to fill it out. And it took, not even 2 weeks. Immediately, I seen the potential with that. This is when shared ride was taken off. And I was actually on the other end. I was on the wrong end when everything went from print to digital. At this particular time, the cab driver industry was still prominent. We had Checker and Yellow Cab. Mm-hmm. It was prominent everywhere you go, the hotels, the airport, everywhere. Share my face, it's taking off. And nobody seen the potential. And so when I got this opportunity, I'm adding it all up in my mind. I'm like, $10 to $15 a ride times, 10 rides is $100. I'm just, just kind of adding up in my mind, saying, okay, well, if I do this, 10 to 15 times a day, 5-6 days a week, and, in this particular market, we have over 3 million people. So, let me, get this a try full time.
Right.
And immediately, and that's when, like I said, everything was changing over to share ride. So it started getting very, very popular, more and more popular each and every week. Well, now everyone utilizes share ride. That's where I started that one first ride. So I just, completed my 14,000 passenger. I'm over that now. And I've made some great relationships with that as well.
That is, that is something that you can't minimize that when you talk about the relationships that you've actually been able to obtain and or create, from this platform. That's amazing. And it seemed like, you just did the numbers. You're like, okay, if I do this many rides in this many days, this is what the potential is. And I'm sure it's increasing now big time.
It is increasing big time.
Yeah.
It's increasing each other day. I literally have to shut the phone off. that's how popular this thing is right now. And I've also been able to create my own client base as a result of it. Now, each and every person that gets in my car, I treat them the same. And they have the same experience with me. It was all about relationships and building interaction. And it's natural. Nothing's really sought out other than, wanting to be the best. Ride with the best and go tell the rest. It's my motto.
That's right.
When everybody get in my car, they're riding with the best.
Oh,
and so it's really transformed into just a great thing. Whereas now I have people on a daily basis contacting me directly and not utilizing Lyft for their transportation needs. So I have my own client base now.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So what do you think if there were any, what do you think the biggest challenge was in the beginning?
Well, the biggest challenge in the beginning was just developing a system.
Yeah.
And a system that worked. because in the beginning I was, you know, really honestly just kind of all over the place. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to, you know, generate as much earnings as I could. And it really can't be about that. And in the beginning, I, you know, was working 8, 10, 12 hours straight, you know, trying to generate, like I said, you know, all the money I could and do it around mm-hmm. my daughter's schedule. And then, you know, it just wasn't working. I was, it was working, but it wasn't working in a way in which it was effective for me because I'm a family man. So if you're working, like I said, you know, 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, you know, 8 hours straight, it wasn't the most effective tool for me right. to accomplish the goals that I needed to accomplish. Uh-huh. And that's why it took a while for me to develop the system that I have now, whereas right. I split my days up. Mm-hmm. I do 3-4 hours in the morning, and I come back out and do 3-4 hours in the evening.
And then that's more conducive for the family overall.
Exactly. And I'm able, like I said, my daughter was 4 at the time, and she's turning 13 now. Mm-hmm. And so I'm able to be there for her. When the school calls and she calls and, you know, Daddy, I need you, I'm able to respond and be there in ways in which, you know, I wouldn't be able to be there if I was in a structured environment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now I'm self-employed. I have my own business.
That's right.
So it's working. Definitely.
That's good. Now, do you feel like you're more productive in this system than the one prior to?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. I'm more relaxed.
Okay. And,
you know, there's no stress. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it took a while to discover what the most effective way is. And people ask me that all the time, you know that I pick up daily and take to the destinations. And so, why are you so energetic? Why are you so happy? You know, you're in a good mood.
Right.
This is stuff that they, you know, comment with me on because I'm able to come up with this system now. Uh-huh. And, you know, it's really not worked to me. And now I'm able to also, as a result of that, be flexible in a way in which, like I said, not only is it beneficial to my family, it's beneficial to me professionally. Because professionally now I'm able to set schedules and appointments and things like that with my own particular clients and things like that. I just got a call today, a gentleman that I had met a week ago and asked me, could I be there for him on Friday to take him to the airport? And I had extended, you know, my information out to this particular gentleman, but basically long story short, I confirmed with him today that I would be there for him Friday morning to take him to the airport.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm able to do it now, which, you know, it's not about, you know, before when I first started, it was about Lyft and responding mm-hmm. to each and every call. Now I'm able to do it around my schedule. So when I'm getting my own individual clients and things like that, I'm able to, these are goals that I'm setting my own personal goals. So if I need to adjust and change, you know, my system in a way in which I have different clients and things like that. You know, it's really increased in terms of earnings.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. All because you implemented a system that's more conducive to your schedule and what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's outstanding.
Definitely.
How do you implement faith just in your daily life?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you use Oprah in your initial quote. And I, you know, really am a person who's very spiritual. And a faith. And that what has gotten me to this point. You know, faith and destiny are very, very, I think the strongest words to me in the English language. And so faith leads to destiny. And destiny is God's plan.
Right.
To me. And so to be a faith, you have to be healthy mentally, physically, and spiritually.
Mm.
So that's how I implement faith each and every day as I get up in the morning and I leave out of here, is that I'm going to be well mentally, I'm going to be well physically, and I'm going to be well spiritually. So my system also includes, you know, daily visits to the West Cook YMCA,
mm-hmm.
the wellness program. My, you know, faith, you know, is about, you know, being positive and being wanting to be the best. Knowing that this is all a part of my destiny. And my destiny, you know, this is God's plan for me to be able to reach individuals. Yeah. And it's all coming about right now. My experiences at the Chicago Sun-Times that I was able to benefit from my travels around the world, having grown up in the inner city on the west side of Chicago, I'm able to relate to people as they get into that car each and every day. And I've been offered other things in terms of chauffeur-driven companies asking me to come on their board with them. You know, but I like dealing with people each and every day and not just, the upscale class and things like that, the individuals that go to the airport. So I go to the same thing that's happening to me now is what's happening at the Sun-Times, an area where people didn't want to go into in terms of circulation, where all of the circulation was, and I was able to be successful. Right now, a big part of my success, I'm in Oak Park, Illinois. I'm right adjacent to the west side of Chicago. Literally. And so most of my rides, when I start out in the morning, I'm going to areas and picking up young people that's on their way to work that other Lyft drivers will not service. They will not go there. They will not go pick up these kids on Madison, Kansas. They will not go pick up these kids in Lawndale, in Austin, in England. They don't see the potential. I go out here each and every morning, and they listen to the media. It's a violent area. I wouldn't go over there. Chicago has 3 million people. Chicago's a safe city. I've never owned a gun. I'm of faith. I get up each and every morning. And I leave out of here and I pick up these kids. These kids are going to these hotels downtown to be doormen, just an example. These kids are going to Amazon. These kids are going to Home Depot. And they get in my car and I'm able to relate to them in a way and interact with them in a way in which they're getting out of the car and they're giving me tips. I don't look for it, but they appreciate the time I spent with them. And it's just an awesome feeling. And so my faith includes, you know, my knowledge that this is my destiny, that I'm able to reach out to people in a way which is special. And, you know, I love it and I'm happy.
Man, you got me getting goosebumps over here, man, because I love your passion and your drive just to serve. And the first thing I thought about was just, you're actually going to the people where they are and you serving a segment of the population that's probably considered marginalized in some of these other people's eyes. Yep.
And that's where all the potential is.
And they don't want to go there.
That's who the most of the people that do share a ride are in the inner city. It's crazy. I don't even try to figure it out anymore. But I'm able to develop a relationship right now. And I'm actually, to these young brothers and things like that. You know, do you have your driver's license? I'm able to be blunt and direct with them.
Right.
You know, you're going to Amazon. Have you thought about doing this? Don't you know that this will pay for you a car? Don't you know? And then I start sharing with them some of my successes and how I'm able to utilize that. You know, how did you get like this? How did you, achieve this, level of success? You know, because they see my car and they see my, my passion. And so, you know, it's the same thing. I treat everyone the same. Wow. The professionals that I pick up every day. But now, you know, I see that Lyft is giving me the rides, you know, not only in the inner city, but in some of the upscale communities. Mm. And I'm able to relate to everybody. So now I'm able to pick up professionals from all different professions. And when I say that, I mean, you know, legal, lawyers, medical, physicians, residency, technical, digital. And I'm able to go in all of these areas, Schaumburg, Downers Grove, Evanston. I get everyone because Lyft trusts me now. That 14,000 passengers mean 14,000 safe rides. And I'm able to know that Lyft trusts me. And so it benefits me. And so now it's a different experience. I've been able to come up with a system that works for me where I'm not getting fatigued. I'm not chasing everything. Right. But I'm able to come out and go in neighborhoods and achieve this level of success. Whereas now other drivers are trying to follow my level of success. And other people that get into the car are able to say, you know what, this might work for me. So I'm able to recruit in a way in which Lyft needs additional drivers in these communities.
Man, you over there setting the bar. You raising the bar, actually. You raising it to a whole nother level. with Lyft.
Just
because of your attitude and your willingness. And now you're adding value to people and people are recognizing that. So that's just going to bring more business your way, of course.
This is good stuff here. This is straight good stuff here, Cassius.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you're killing it right now, and you're extremely successful in what you're doing in this phase of your life and in your Lyft career. I mean, how would you describe success?
Well, the way I describe success is all about my faith and my destiny. And like I said, these are the strongest words in the English language to me. And I know through faith that my destiny is going to be achieved, and this is God's plan. And so it was a tough, like I said, period of growth, but it was much needed to get the experience and the knowledge and the wisdom necessary through my travels, through my blessings, through my children, through my marriage, that I was able to get the mindset, to get the passion necessary to go out here each and every day and say, you know what, you know, things like worry is not, in my mindset at all. It's all about faith.
Mm-hmm.
And my faith is my destiny, that God's plan includes greatness. Ride with the best, then go tell the rest.
Yeah, ride with the best. I like that.
I like that.
So, man, before I let you go, this podcast is really designed to inspire and encourage people to be proactive and intentional with, following through on their dreams and their ideas and share their gifts to the world. What kind of parting words could you share with those people?
Well, I would like to share, it takes a lot of parts to make a whole, and you can't judge a book by its cover. And so the media is a very powerful entity. They program people. And so, my parting words is that, judge a person by their character. So, when I'm going into these neighborhoods, into these inner city environments, I don't be of the mindset that, we're not all important, that someone is more important than the other.
Mm-hmm.
We all have more in common than we have differences. And that's why I reach out to people every day, young people every day. And so, and it translates to them. And when you reach out to them in a way in which they know that you mean it.
Man, thank you, Cassius, for these nuggets. So eye-opening and inspiring just to hear somebody like you who is operating in the faith zone and not that comfort zone, right? And you just getting out there doing it and building relationships and pouring into other people when you can. That's outstanding.
Well, thank you for allowing me this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely.
Call me whenever you're in Chicago, please.
Absolutely. You know that's going to happen.
Hey, thank you for joining me in this episode of Why Not You with Mr. Cassius Marcellus Williams. Such a great story, and his faith is, oh my goodness, he knows exactly who has power over him and what he needs to do as far as his gifts and talents and his destiny. Hey, join me next week where I'll be joined by my good friend, Pastor Stuart Welch with Life Connection Church in Modesto, and he's another person just operate. This brother could talk too. But he's definitely sharing his knowledge just in regards to gift, but how you refine those gifts by investing in yourself to become the best and being your authentic self. Hey, man, it's an episode that you don't want to miss. Hey, you all have a blessed week. And remember, be intentional with becoming the best version of you.